Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and
low. What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Tad Bubba Horowitz with you. What's going on, everybody? Yeah, it's Friday. And I guess we'll say thank God it's Friday. Well, the only reason I say thank God it's Friday is because football starts on big football Saturday, big football Sunday. And, of course, if you saw last night's Baltimore-Minnesota game, Baltimore-Miami game, they kicked the crap out of him, but Joe Flacco got the crap kicked out of him, kind of like the Bears of the markets have been getting their butts whipped. And, you know, just when you think it's safe to jump in the water, they come back and they hurt you and they hound you and they beat you up. But I think, interestingly enough, on the Thursday, markets were, you know, the Dow was pretty much higher all day. S&P was kind of, meandering. And the Nasdaq was getting clobbered, and the Russell's kind of in the middle. And it was interesting, about, 30 minutes, 20 minutes before the close, markets broke pretty good. The S&P went down about 3 points from up about three. And the Dow was up about 90 and was up only like 20. And the Nasdaq was down about 20. And then all of a sudden, out come the earnings, and Amazon, the first to report, boom, up 7%. Google, boom, up 4%, 5%. Microsoft, up 5%. And sure enough, they were off to the races, and the NASDAQ futures reversed from down 20 to be up like 20, 25. And today they're up another 30. What does it mean? That don't mean Jack Diddley. It just means that, the markets are, just churning and burning as we've looked at. But I think some of the interesting stories to look at on the earnings front, Baidu getting clobbered down about 40 bucks. I think Expedia down about 30 bucks. Chipotle, we talked about earlier in the week. So you've got, a lot of, for all the good stories, you've got a lot of bad stories. And of course, we continue to hear the ring of what's going to go on and where's the money. And of course, everybody is just wants to buy, and I can't blame them. Certainly, if you'd have bought every dip for the last number of years, you'd be in a happy camper. But in the meantime, again, you get these gleefully joyous people talking about, where we're going and how much higher we can go, and 25,000, 26,000. It's like an auction. I guess it is an auction. But at the end of the day, here we are, okay? And, the markets are, hovering around the highs, and no surprise. But I think, again, what the key will come back down to is where do we end up here? And, does the market make new highs? And, if they don't make new highs, then was the selling on Wednesday, was that more of what we should start to expect? And I think that's the key issue. And again, as I've said, I'm not hiding. I've been bearish for a while here. Obviously not correct at the moment. But in the meantime, I'm saying that I just don't see the real choice or the real need to want to start to buy in here, for anything longer term. When we look at these markets, you've got the Dow that's right up there against the new high, and of course the S&P is a little bit of ways. So we'll see, because what we're looking for is that rally, that market that doesn't make the next new high. Okay, that's really what we're looking for. We're looking for the new high to fail. And, again, look, at the end of the day, we're not going to predict. We're not going to sit here and pretend that we know exactly where the next move is, but statistically, I can tell you, you know, certain things that will probably happen. And, you know, again, that's trying to time it out. And we know one thing for sure. There is no way to time the market. So our job is just simply trying to follow the proper footprint that will put us in the best shot to be, you know, successful. And, you know, again, we're not trying to, you know, create any magic here. It's more about trying to trade it. And again, I've said many, many times, I'm not really excited about trying to get long the market here, because it's hard to want to buy in a market that's already run substantially, that has no real basis to continue to run like this. Now, we're not going to get in the way of it. Again, you know, as the genius said, the market's going to be irrational a lot longer than we can remain solvent is correct. So you can eventually be right, but if you run out of money first, then it doesn't do you a lot of good. And I think that's one of the important things. You know, we talk about that in our spec trading. You know, we have a spec trading service where we do either day trades in futures or we do, you know, swing trades. And, you know, we use stops because we know that, you know, if we're wrong, we have to be able to get out, because the key in this business is to be able to come back and fight again. And that, I think, is more important than anything, is the ability to come back to the battle and the ability to come back and fight again. You know, if you blow your brains out, you know, then you can't come back again. You don't get the opportunity to refight. And that's something that I think is, you know, many people lose sight of, is that, you know, you can be right, but if you don't have capital, it doesn't do you a lot of good. And that's, you know, again, look, the markets are doing what they're doing. I'm not going to tell you that they're, you know, I don't see the great growth. You know, that's been my thing for years now, is I don't see the great marvelous growth that everybody wants to tell me about. I don't see the great, you know, the lack of a recession. I don't see any of those things that you continue to hear on TV. But, you know, when I'm on Varney on Monday, you know, well, we'll talk to him again. And, you know, I'll have to, you know, tell him, I'll straighten him out, say, hey, man, you know, we're not going so fast. And that really is more the story, is where are the limits of this market? Okay. And we don't know where they are. But, I mean, there's going to be a point in time that they're going to get ugly. And, you know, when you keep piling in, it makes it much more challenging. And I'm sorry to say that I can't, you know, back this market up anymore. You know, I am one of the guys who said, you know, back a ways back, that it would be irresponsible to be a seller. Well, I'm just switching the narrative now. It's be irresponsible to be a major buyer here. You know, again, unless you're just looking for the long-term hold forever. And then if you're buying good companies, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But at the end of the day, look at those earnings. Okay, are they really that great? And that, well, that's the other thing you'd have to look deeper into, is were the expectations so light that it made the beats all that much bigger? And that's something, again, that just part of the old trading business. So, again, mind your P's and Q's, pints and quarts, right? And just relax. Don't be in a hurry. Be patient. In the meantime, as you know, I run and support a high school program, highschoolinvesting.com. And, of course, I've been running it for 6 years, and I foot the bill myself. And we're getting to a point where we need a little help. And I've put up a link, Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And if you'd like to participate and help keep the high school program alive, go check out that link and make a donation, because what we really want to do is we want to continue to educate and help people get better. But I do need your help. And of course, for your help, I will do some special webinars I have certain breakdowns of groups that I'll help and do things for. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, LibertyTalk.fm. You can download the show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'll be right back with more after the break. It's the time. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It is the Bubba Show, and we're so happy to be here and glad you decided to join us, glad you had time for us, because we do enjoy providing you with what we believe to be the best content in the industry. And of course, we are always trying to keep you in tune and up to date on what's going on. And of course, we know that Congress passed the budget bill on Thursday, but it wasn't without much without drama. And, you know, again, it was no big deal. You know, this is something, you know, that goes on all the time. You know, there was a bunch of Congress that were waiting to vote no, but would have voted yes if it would have mattered. So once they knew the bill was passed, you had a bunch of no votes come in. But isn't that a crock? Aren't we tired, Americans? Aren't we tired of the swamp? I mean, every time somebody comes out there and says, I'm doing it for the American people, it makes me want to puke. You know, there are so many things that could be done for the American people that don't get done. There's so many things that they could be doing to make things better for all of us that they don't do. Isn't it time, I mean, that we finally get something going on, that we get people in the House and the Senate that really are true Americans and not true crooks? I mean, are we not tired of the phony crookedness of Washington? And I don't know who's specifically crooked. I mean, I can tell you who appears to be a snake, none bigger than, of course, our friends from, you know, Pelosi and Schumer and McConnell. I mean, again, I'll pick on both sides. I don't really care. I'm not a one side or the other kind of person. I think one of the things that we make a mistake is we identify ourselves with one thing when that may not be the best thing. And I think that goes back to the way that the whole system has changed. But isn't it just amazing that, you know, that we have a whole bunch of people there that everybody has the same goal and they talk to you in the face and they say, we're doing it for the American people. But if they are, how come it takes so long? If they are, why is there always some ridiculous bill tied to something like this? And to me, that becomes the bigger problem. To me, that becomes the story that bothers me and gives me a great deal for concern, is they're so full of crap. I mean, that just really is it. I mean, you know, I love when they do things for me because, you know, because they're taking care of the American people, which we know is a bunch of horse manure. They could care less. And each time they have these secret votes, I assure you that they're friendly. As nasty as they might be in public to each other, I'm sure they're, you know, chortling in the back room and patting each other on the back. And, you know, again, this is how we can steal and screw the American people. And me, I find that to be extremely problematic when I see that, because, you know, we know what they're doing. I mean, we know that they do things that are not kosher and things that are not healthy. You know, it's just the way life goes. You know, that's unfortunately the system that we've built, is a system that allows them to have way too much power, allows them to have way too much control over what we do, and they don't have to return anything. So not only do they not have to live by the same laws that we have to live by, but they get to live by better laws, and they get to take advantage of us, the American people. And we get to foot the bill for it. And I don't understand why it's so challenging for everybody to understand who really pays the big bill. You know, I've heard all week, I've been listening to the taxes and who pays the most taxes. But who really pays the most and who gets penalized the most is the middle class. This is not something new. This is something that just happened today. The middle class puts the bill for everything. Do you actually think the uber wealthy would put up for a place that was, you know, glomming onto their money? No. Okay. And that really is what we're seeing here, is who's getting penalized. It's always the middle class. And we just can't seem to get by that. And part of the reason is because obviously there's, you know, well, there was so many. I don't know how many are left, but there were so many. But at the end, with what we have, you know, they can take advantage because we don't fight back. You know, we're paying the same kind of taxes that they paid in 1776 that we went to war for. And I've said this many times before, I think there'll be another type of revolutionary war. I don't know that it'll be fighting with guns, but I would not be surprised to see an uprising here in this country. You know, people are tired. They're tired of all of it. I mean, wouldn't you be tired of it if you had a job that, you know, 5 years ago you were working for, 10 years ago it was, and you were making $65,000 a year and you had full benefits, instead of now you're working two jobs twice as much time for half the money and no insurance? I think you might be a little bit unhappy. And that's one of the things that we just continue to ignore on a daily basis. I think that becomes a much bigger story over time, is how much we choose to ignore and let slip by. And it's a shame, because there should be no reason to continue to let all this stuff slip by. You know, somebody's got to be held accountable for some of the things that are going on. And for some reason, we don't hold them accountable. I mean, you can talk about, you know, how good of a president Barack Obama was. And I don't know one way. I know I didn't care for him. You know, as far as a president, I don't like what he did, but was he a good president? I don't know. I don't know that we can tell right away, but I think we can certainly tell by the amount of debt that he built and by the amount of crappy jobs that came out of that administration and the worst growth period in American history. I think those are things that say that he was not a very good president. I think his lack of willing to fight against, you know, our enemies shows that he wasn't a very good president. Was he a good speaker? Yeah, he was a good talker. So what? I'm a good talker too. I just don't talk as eloquently as he does with big words. But, you know, again, can he ring up a crowd? Sure. But I think you have to look at it from a much bigger perspective, you know, did he lead the country? And I'm going to say no. And furthermore, I'm going to say that I don't care who you'd have put in office. You could have left the chair empty for 8 years and the stock market was going to do a little bit better. You continue to let the Fed, you know, do their magic and steal from the American people, which is what they're doing. You're going to get a market that's higher. You artificially keep interest rates low, you're going to get a market that's going to go higher. You know, when you force investors into one asset class, the markets are going to go higher. This is not brain surgery. And I don't know where we think that it is brain surgery. I don't understand why we just don't understand that part of it, how serious things could be and how much better things could be if we would let the free markets just handle and trade themselves. And to me, that's a bigger story, that we don't let free markets do what they're doing. And, you know, that's really where I have a much bigger problem with this whole setup, is the elimination of the true capitalism, free market system, price discovery, the whole deal. That becomes where these guys are all worthless, because if you get out true price discovery, they don't like it, because it takes away from their ability to scam. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm. You can download the Bubba Show every day there, and you can get the Sporting Edge on the weekend. There's a lot of other good content. I also urge you to check out Bubba's Daily Update every day. I do a live update. Well, I do a taped update, but it's live. I send it out right after the opening. I mean, after the close, and, you know, send it right to you through email. All you do is go to bubbatrading.com, and you can just sign up for the link. It's free. And certainly love to have you on as one of my faithful watchers and listeners. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we'll be back right at the break with more on this Friday, October 27th. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, right back. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. It's Friday. It's football weekend. It's we had Baltimore last night, but of course we didn't give it out officially because we didn't have a good feel for it. But Joe Flacco got the crap kicked out of him, and you know, we had all these things going on. But more importantly, I don't understand why the left is always so forgiving of Hillary Clinton. Why is she something special that is able to get away with all of this stuff that, you know, is illegal, but yet they just kind of pass her by? And of course, her husband, President Bill, was very much the same. And I can give you a number of examples that are public fact without going in deeper, that just indicate how dirty she really is from a standpoint of, you know, now the uranium deal, do I know for a fact? I do not. I know what I heard. I know how it's being posted. But of course, you only get, because the news media is so liberally biased and left, we don't get the true story all the time. So we can only get the side that we get now. But, you know, Hillary Clinton over the years, you know, does anybody think that Monica Lewinsky was Bill Clinton's first? Or was that just the first time you get caught? Okay. Does anybody think that, you know, that Hillary has not beaten down mentally these affairs that her husband had had over the years? You know, I mean, I believe, and I have no factual evidence, and I believe that was just I don't think that they had what we would call a marriage. I think they had what we would call a partnership. So it was okay for him to do what he was doing. But at the end of the day, you know, here is the uranium deal where we supposedly sold 20% of our uranium to Russia. And supposedly, the Clintons benefited something like $145 million. Supposedly, you know, Bill Clinton got $500,000 for doing speeches over there. Now, you tell me, does that smell funny to you? It certainly stinks to me. You know, because again, I'm not, you know, a one-off event if somebody was trying to, you know, make a case for it, but that they spent $6 million on a dossier against President Trump, that they continued to change the narrative, that Debbie Wasserman Schultz had to resign the night of the convention, that there's all this stuff with these private servers, and who could ever forget the famous line when she was being questioned about Benghazi and her skanky look is, what difference does it make? Okay, well, it makes a lot of difference. And who else could answer questions like that and not be ridiculed? And is it possible that some members of the FBI were involved as well? I mean, you got to wonder, okay, you know, usually, again, I'm not saying this is fact, but usually they say where there's smoke, there is fire, okay? So are we convinced that none of this is true? Are we convinced? I mean, I can't imagine how none of it's true, because again, I can go back to the 70s when Hillary Clinton was trading in she was investing in the cattle pits, and somehow she magically picked up an easy $150,000 with no margin calls, with no problem, with no money, and how did that work out? Okay, and of course we know that based on the rules that there's no way it could have happened the way it did. But somehow they managed to do that. And that, again, just becomes another question that we have to ask ourselves, you know, and if we look over the years, you can look at Whitewater, you can look at all the dirty deals behind the scenes, and you can look at all the bodies that are in the wake of Clinton, the Clintons, but especially Hillary, because I believe she was the background, the ass kicker, and the ones who really, you know, stepped on everything. And I believe that she's the one that beat many of these trysts into submission mentally. And of course, where's her, you know, woman's rights? You know, you should vote for me because I'm a woman, because actually I'm really a man that'll kill you. You know, I don't understand. I mean, you know, again, it's like watching, you know, somebody just try to take advantage of every situation. But again, I'm all for power. I'm all for being able to take advantage of things, as long as you're going about it through the correct channels. Or if you try to do it through the incorrect channels, if you get caught, you say, okay, I get caught, I'm wrong. You know, again, I still say that, you know, Bill Clinton, who had his little fun with Monica in the White House, nobody would have cared if he'd have just come out and said, I did it, I'm sorry I did it, and I did it. And it had been over, but he didn't. And now you've got, you know, the constant attacks on Donald Trump. And I'm certainly not saying that Trump is an angel. I never have said that ever, okay? I don't want an angel in my White House. What I want leading my country is somebody who's going to try to make a difference. I want somebody who's going to do something for me, for my family, because again, I'm selfish. I'm looking out for me initially. I'm very charitable, and I'm more than willing to help others. But the first thing I need is I need to be helped myself, and that I think is truly the views of the new president, he's not new anymore, but of our president, and I don't think that Hillary would have been that, you know, would have done, been good for the country. Now, what I don't understand is how everybody is just so absolutely forgiving of everything that Hillary Clinton does. I don't understand it. I don't understand the power that she has over everybody. And I can't imagine the ignorance of Americans who continue to forgive her for everything without giving it a thought. To me, that does not reek of a solid sense of logic. You know, we can't, you know, at some point we have to step up and say, you know, that's not the right thing. We need to change that. And that's something that I think has become, you know, a problem in general. But it's even to the media that's so accepting. And why is that? Why is 99% of the media only to the left? When did we become a socialist nation? Okay, that's what I want to know. You know, I turned on, I was trying to find out some news a couple nights ago, and I was looking for something and I couldn't find anything. I just happened to stumble across something, and somebody was talking about General Kelly, who gave his speech, I think it was last week already. And you know, he has his son was killed in the war and whatever. But and somebody said, yeah, that's all well and good, but we didn't address the main issue is Trump. And I go, really? That's our concern. And that's something that I don't quite understand, where we have become so left across the board. And again, I'm not either, you know, as a rule, I guess I'm more libertarian than anything else. But, you know, I'm going to vote for who I believe can do the best job, A, for me, but B, also for the country. And I don't understand how these total pardons, you know, and obviously not a pardon, but for total forgiveness is given to Hillary like it was Trump's fault. And, you know, she talked about it's debunked and it's already been talked about. I don't know. This is all new information to me. I don't know about you, but all of this Russia crap that they tried to spin to Trump is really, looks like it's really the Clintons. And I'm wondering if she'll finally get her comeuppance. And I'm wondering if Donald Trump will change his mind about going after her, you know, because originally he was not going to go after her. And of course that was just, you know, in the campaign, it was crooked Hillary, crooked Hillary. And then he just kind of said, okay, I'm going to leave her alone. But now does he still leave her alone? And that's what I would like to see him go after her. Look, I'm a big advocate of going after who's ever done something illegal. All right. Now we've all done, we've all had our share of things we've done. And I'm not saying that it's unforgivable, but I think some of the things that she did is unforgivable. And I think the way that she tried to cover them up is unforgivable. And I think that when you tie it all together, they were almost all a series of somewhat related events. And that, my friends, I think becomes a bigger story that has to be totally rectified and taken over. And to me, I'm concerned about all of it because we just choose not to pay attention to it. So I don't know. This is the Bubba Show. I know that. I also know about my high school investing program. And of course, we're in 300 high schools trying to get to 30,000, but I need your help. You know, I've supported myself for 6 years and running out of dough as far as that type. And certainly, if you want to help out, Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. You can make a contribution if you'd like to. We'd love to have it. And of course, for those who make the special level of contributions, we're going to do some special webinars and autographed books and all that of my new book that just came out. But in the meantime, don't forget to go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every single day, because you never know what I might say if you're not here live. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out of here for a break. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. It is Friday. It's the home stretch, and we're on our way and getting ready for a nice, I'm not going to be relaxing, I'll be working, but a nice football weekend, and pretty excited about that, as always. And, you know, we've had some interesting action this week in the markets, but I think the metals have been pretty interesting. I think the ECB was not interesting. I think they were fairly predictable. I thought it was actually Janet Yellen talking the way Mario Draghi was talking. I couldn't even understand him, which makes sense because I can never understand what Janet Yellen is saying either when she's saying it. But one of the things I did see is as we've been saying, that we expected the dollar to be stronger, and I expect the dollar to continue to be stronger. I expect the dollar to continue to go higher. I think that, you know, you've got no reason to believe that that's not going to be the case. You know, I think that we've gotten to the point of a market in the dollar that they're going to be strong. You're going to have the other currencies, which we suspected, trying to weaken the currencies, their own currency, and, of course, making the dollar stronger. And, of course, the gold has been under a little bit of pressure this week, but I don't know how much that is generally related to the dollar. You know, it's a potential problem, you know, just that the dollar is not really correlated as much to gold as one might think. Okay. I believe that at one time it was much more correlated, but I do think that now that we've got this total, you know, intervention crap with everybody else, I don't think that there's as much to correlate it right now. And I think that's one of the things we're getting away from for the time being. And that's more over the currency wars. But, you know, I think that gold has come down to an area that it better hold. You know, I have called the bear market in gold over. And, of course, we are seeing, you know, gold been fairly weak. Now, again, it's still holding up above the last key support. But at the end of the day, we better, you know, make sure, you know, we keep an eye on it. Now, again, I'm bullish gold and silver longer term. But you have to make sure that, you know, you don't get yourself trapped in a straight downtrend. Now, certainly at 1260, I'd be a buyer. But I think that there's a lot of things to look at. I think that certainly if my expectations of the equity markets take place, which is I believe we're going to start to see some selling pressure, I think that we're going to see that 3% down move. All right. You know, I forget, was it 160 days? Whatever the amount of days it is, it's a record that we haven't had a 3% period or pullback in the market. I mean, I think it's 100 and some days since we've had a 1% move. But in the meantime, I think that I wouldn't be surprised to see that next week. Okay. Again, it won't take long, 3%. I mean, you're talking about, you know, it could happen in 5 minutes. But I think you're going to see that finally happen, and I think then you might see some of that money that will come out flow to gold. I think that you have to see, you know, kind of everything that's going on, and the markets themselves are, I think, really overdone. I think that's a big concern, and I don't think that that overall a potential, you know, continued upward move. I mean, look, it can certainly go up. I'm not going to tell you that it's not going to do that. But certainly I would be more inclined to be looking for an opportunity for it to go down. I think that everything reaches a pinnacle at some point, either when it's going up or when it's going down. And then it takes a little bit of time, and then it actually will reverse. Now, again, we're not calling for tomorrow. I'm just saying that I think that we do finally see that reversal. But I have to wonder what's wrong in the crude oil markets. You know, they're really getting in a tighter and tighter range. And I don't see the breakout to the upside. I could see the breakout to the downside. And I find that a concern, you know, just because. All right. You know, again, I'm not saying, you know, much of anything about it. I just, you know, I wonder how we can continue to let the Fed, who has absolutely no clue of what's going on, you know, they, again, I've said this before, you could put them in the middle of the woods, they'd never find their way home. But I think the problem with monetary policy being controlled by a banking cartel is not a good thing. I don't think that that's healthy. And I don't think that when you have markets that have lost the free market trade, the free market system, I don't know how we can continue to, you know, ignore that we've given up our freedoms on free markets as well. I think that becomes just another story. It's another thing down the road. And that goes to this Fed chair. I mean, you want to get a new Fed chair? Buy a chair and throw everybody out. And let the markets make, let free markets make the markets and price the asset classes, and we won't have these kind of problems. All right. And I think that's something that we take our side off the ball. You know, we continue to lean on the Fed for what? Who are they? Why are they created? And you have to give some serious credence and thought to The Creature from Jekyll Island. Okay, the book, you have to give some thought to Ron Paul. All right, now again, I'm not saying he's 100% right, but why was the Fed created? And when you look at it, the Rothschild family was the biggest advocate of it, and they've got more money than anybody. Okay. And, you know, the theory behind it is that basically they just continue to abscond with our money. And basically, I would say that's true. I would say that's true. Because, again, when they continue to try to inflate phony assets, I mean, you know, where is it that we don't get to stop? And, of course, we saw it yesterday with Mario Draghi doing the same thing in the ECB. And this whole model is designed, really, to convert the economy into socialism. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. I don't understand why nobody can get that. Nobody sees that. It doesn't make a logical sense to me of what they do. It's the same as the interest rates. You know, I keep hearing small business is the backbone, which I always say that the middle class, without the middle class, you got nothing. Well, small business is the backbone because that is run by the middle class. And just think about this. Okay, if they can't borrow money, which they can't, then what good is cheap money? Okay. I think the small business employs something like 75% or 80% of the workers. Well, if you continue to shut out small business, where are you going to go? How are you going to get workers? This is the issues that plague us forever because we got a bunch of imbeciles running it, the ship. All right. Again, I'm not saying they're not smart people, but certainly they have no idea of how a business or a market runs. And that becomes the story. Again, it's always back to the same thing. They don't know what the hell's going on. They don't understand a free market system. They don't want a free market system. Why do you think you can only buy into one asset class right now? I don't know. We'll talk about more of this on Monday. Because this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, you know, you got a nice football weekend. Interesting game, Ohio State, Penn State. I don't know if any of you play, but the line seemed awfully high. 6.5, Ohio State over Penn State. It's like it's too easy to bet Penn State, which means Ohio State will probably kill them. I like Penn State in the game, even though my daughter's at Ohio State. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and, of course, libertytalk.fm. You can download the show every single day. And also, don't forget The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And don't forget to get Bubba's Daily Update. You know, every day I do a video update after the close. I email it directly to you. All you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com, and the link will pop right up. You fill it out, and you'll start receiving my daily updates every single day. In the meantime, this has been The Bubba Show. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Have a great weekend. I always appreciate your time, and we'll see you back here on Monday, bright and early. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.